Right at the start, I think I was more famous than David was.
Drinking that haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline, heard coast to coast and border to border and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to be with you here in our home studios, downtown San Francisco. We're very happy now to be joined on the line by Hope Solo. Of course, she is the goalkeeper for the United States women's national team, and she's here to talk about some products from Simple. Hope, first of all, when you think about how close you are to London 2012 and with the women, the Olympics is a huge, huge deal. Do you have one foot on a plane already?
We're still 81 days away. I am counting. Yes, I am. 81 days to the opening ceremonies. And we have a lot of work to be done in that amount of time. So nowhere near are we starting to taper or even having one foot on the airplane. We still have a couple more camps. We have a European tour followed by a send-off game here in the States.
When you think about the fact that you're the undisputed, as long as you're healthy, and there are always people trying to take your job, but what is the mindset knowing that you don't have to try to make the team or impress the coach, you just have to continue the steady play, or do you not take that for granted and you know that one little mistake, maybe you might be on the bench?
You know, I play to be the best. Who knows how long I'm going to play, but while I'm here on the field, I'm competing every single day, not just to have the starting job, but I'm competing to maximize my potential. And I think looking back when I do retire, if that day comes sooner or years from now, I want to know that I absolutely became the best goalkeeper that I possibly could have become. I don't take it for granted because I'm passionate, I'm competitive, and I'm pretty driven at trying to remain the best goalkeeper in the world.
Well, now when you were coming through the ranks, and I know you were a fantastic striker in your younger days before you got to UW, and you look at a Brianna Scurry and you end up playing with her. I mean, did you look at some of the men like the Peter Schmeichels? Who were some of the people between the pipes that you grew up admiring?
I'll be the first to admit I didn't grow up watching soccer. I come from a family, typical American family, grew up with two brothers, and obviously my father. We're huge sports fans, but we watched football. We watched boxing. We watched horse races. We watched, obviously, baseball. I was a tomboy, hung around with my brothers playing sports, following them around, but we didn't watch soccer. And I think that's a good testament to how far soccer has come, because now you see it on ESPN, you see it on, your main sports channels. And the following that we had as a women's team in the World Cup was beyond any other following, any previous tournament. So we're doing good for the game, but yeah, I can't tell you I grew up watching Brianna Scurry or anybody else for that matter.
Rick Tittle with Hope Solo, USA goalkeeper, and I've been a soccer journalist for a long time. It's my passion. I've been lucky enough to have been to many stadia in Europe. I worked the World Cup in 94. I got to go to Germany 2006. And this last World Cup we had in 2011, what was the first time, and I'll be honest with you, it was the first time I didn't draw the distinction between I'm watching the men and, now I'm watching the women. That tournament and the quality of play, because it used to be the USA and a couple Scandinavian countries, maybe Germany, would just dominate everybody else. And the parity of the game has gotten so big, I didn't think, now I'm watching the girls. I just thought, I'm watching great soccer right now. And I think a lot of the venues in Germany had a lot to do with it. But, I mean, it's amazing how many other people, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, how many other athletes bought into that too and said, hey, this is no longer the Women's World Cup. This is just another World Cup.
Yeah, I really appreciate your comments. It means a great deal to us. I know that we as a U.S. team, we've been dominant for so long, but we haven't always played a quality game of soccer. We were so good because we were strong, fit, athletic. We played pretty direct, and we could out-muscle our opponents. But and we had one of the best defenses in the world. But for several years now, probably going on 5 years, we've really focused to change that. We focused to have variety in our attack. We focused on possession. We focused on playing through the midfield. And you can see that it's more entertaining soccer for everybody to watch. And, of course, the parity is obviously provides a lot more entertainment value. But it's great to see the federations actually dumping money into the women's game.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you think about the quality of an unsung hero, maybe like a lapel button, you know, playing herself out of trouble, the marking, the offside traps. And then I think about one of my favorite moments. I mean, here's Megan Rapinoe, who takes her penalties with her right foot, but that cross to Wambach was with her left foot. And it's just, you don't even find a lot of men who are two-footed players.
I honestly just got the chills as you described it again for me. I've seen it a million times, speak about it, but it still is pretty remarkable what took place in that quarterfinal match against Brazil, playing down a man, being down a goal, coming back in stoppage time in the latest goal in World Cup history. It is pretty remarkable. That service from Rapinoe on the flank was one of the best services I've seen in the men's or the women's game.
Now, in that game against Brazil, of course, you stopped that penalty against Diane, and then you go on to the semifinal against France, and at that point you become the centurion. You get your 100th cap. It's hard to say, does that make it more special? You're in a semifinal in the World Cup, but what was going through your head when you reached that? You realized you got 100 caps.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because my 100th cap game, there was a lot of drama in the locker room before that, with the refs, with my uniform, with the colors. It wasn't my best game, but I'm okay with that. It's not like I fluctuate from highs to lows anymore because of my probably my experience, I guess. But it wasn't my best game, and I'm okay with that because you can't remain having a remarkable game for 6 games throughout a World Cup tournament or throughout the Olympics. So, you know, you're going to have better games. So my 100th cap game is unforgettable because I actually was disappointed afterwards, thinking, dang, that was my 100th cap game, and I didn't play out of my mind like I had wanted to. But to each their own. I still am very honored to have played over 100 times for our country. For a goalkeeper, it's even more special. I think it equates to like 200 caps because I can't go in for 5 minutes and get a cap and then get subbed out. You know, it's you get full games, and it's not often that goalkeepers get that opportunity.
Right, very well said. A couple more questions for Hope Solo, and you think about the media afterwards, and you know it doesn't hurt that you're quite lovely looking as well, and you're going around a lot of media appearances and TV shows and things like that. But you guys had to get right back to work again. So what's it like thinking about? I mean, I can't think of a cooler town to have the Olympics in London and some of the stadia you'll be playing in over there, these Premiership grounds. What's been the preparation like? You talked a little bit in the beginning about a pre-Europe tournament, but how long did you have to enjoy the World Cup before you had to get your nose back to the grindstone?
Well, personally, I took some time off. I took some time off because I don't think people realize how much in pain I was going into the World Cup. I probably shouldn't have been on the field. I was getting injections. I was getting shots for my shoulder. I cut the recovery time in half to get back to make sure I was playing in the World Cup, but it wasn't. I was nowhere near where I needed to be. So that's why I'm really excited about the Olympics because, you know, I've had a much longer time to finish my rehab. But I took time off after the World Cup because I was in great pain and I didn't want to have to rely on all the medicine to get me through my career. So I did Dancing with the Stars. I took, you know, a good 4 months off, and it realigned my mental focus to be able to maintain training at a high level going into London and going into the Olympics.
Well, and finally, I know you're here, as I mentioned at the top, representing Simple, and there's a lot of things that go into this. Why don't you tell us more about it?
So I'm here in New York City to launch the skincare line Simple, which is a skincare line that's dedicated to people with sensitive skin. It's something I've struggled with my entire career. For 13 years of my career, I've been playing on television in front of millions of viewers, and I haven't looked good doing it. So for the first time going into these Olympics, I don't even have to worry about what my skin looks like because I'm at a good place. I found a routine that I love. It's a pretty, I hate the pun, but it is pretty simple, my routine. Just using the products with ingredients that doesn't have any harsh chemicals in it, that doesn't have any dyes or perfume. So I'm really happy about this new project that I'm taking on.
Well, Hope, you know, I think about, and I think a lot of people would agree with me that I think you're the best goalie in the world, and I'm not trying to jinx you, but you know, you never get beat at your near post. You know when to come for the cross. And I know a lot of the ladies, they just punch it out. You always try to catch it first. And that's something that we all notice. And I think you're getting better. So best of luck in London 2012. And we'll all be behind you.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Good spending time with you.
That's Hope Solo. And maybe you saw her in the with her clothes off in Sports Illustrated. Of course, tastefully done. Maybe you saw her on Dancing with the Stars. I happened to miss that. Not a big fan of that show, but I am a big fan of USA Soccer, obviously, and of Hope Solo. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back right here on Titillating Sports. I'm Rick Tittle, and you can get in 1-800-878-PLAY. Lines are open, 1-800-878-7529. Come on back.